Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Slash
and dash. Oh God, what was that?
I don't know. That's but it flowed out of us. Hello. So organically.
Right, you guys voted for children make the best prisoners. It's almost like you're trying to stitch us up with the most sort of offensive one you can find. Remember, you can vote for the slash and dash for $1 every month if you go to patreon.com/slaughterthepodcast. And you get 2 votes a month just for that $1. Or you can sign up for more and get other stuff, as we said before.
So this is bang for your buck.
Yeah. So this is the story of Joshua Phillips. So November 3rd, 1998, Maddie Clifton, age 8, goes missing in Florida. Obviously, she's not run away.
Why not?
Because she's a little 8-year-old girl. Children run away at 8 in the sense that they walk to the end of the garden.
I was going to say, I used to run away to my shed.
Yeah. I've run away now.
Or to the next door neighbours. I did that too.
Like, good luck.
My parents were always like, bye then.
Yeah, okay, bye. With a little hanky tied up with possessions. I think I used to go, my neighbours used to come to my house because I used to hang out with the neighbours' kids quite a lot when I was a kid. And they used to just be like, oh, I don't need to ask my parents. It's fine. Like, you're literally going to be gone. And it's fine. But apparently it was.
Because you're an annoying child, probably.
Different life, isn't it? So, top suspect is a local guy who had been charged for 2 counts of sexual battery 15 years earlier. And he actually failed a lie detector test saying that he didn't do it. But he did have an alibi. And he didn't do it. Which is weird that he failed the lie detector test when it's proven that he didn't do it.
How do you fail a lie detector test, though, by being a bit sweaty?
I don't know, being a bit stressed? Thinking you might have done it?
Yeah, what if he thought maybe I did do it?
I don't know. Good job you had an alibi. Well, anyway, they would have found the person who did it anyway. So a week later, Melissa Phillips, a local woman, finds Maddie Clifton's body at her house. Basically,
at her house?
At her house.
She'd been playing with her own kids and just never knew.
So she went...
You could have died in the neighbour's house and yeah. No one would have known.
They were in cupboard hiding. So she went upstairs because she thought her son's waterbed was leaking. Who has a waterbed, though?
I always really wanted one.
I always really wanted one because I watched Edward Scissorhands about 42 times.
I just thought it'd be fun to like slop around on it.
I used to always go, ding dong, the Avon lady. That's from Edward Scissorhands.
They must be bad for having sex on, though, because you can't get much, like...
bounce.
Suspension.
Suspension.
That tells you a lot about my sex life.
I don't need machinery.
We need some hydraulics in this thing.
We better do it in the car. It's made for 2 tons. So she went to look at her son's waterbed to find out if it was leaking. And she finds Maddie's body underneath the bed. It's just, like, the son has killed her. And,
like, that's the level.
Like, we know.
That's our style of podcast. Just, so, the murderer was the son.
But
where's the next 20 minutes going to go? Who knows?
It's going to be about 3. So the teenage son obviously has done what teenage boys do best and just put it under his bed. I mean, normally it's crusty old tissues, but this is obviously
he just thought, I'll put it under the bed.
I think,
how bad did his room smell that it wasn't, that it was the leakage that alerted her, not the stench?
So
she was nose blind.
There were people that are quite sympathetic towards him. It's a bit of a strange one because there's lots of sort of complexities to it. I, for one, am not overly sympathetic because I just think he killed an eight-year-old girl. But Joshua didn't have a nice life. But let's not forget that Maddie has suffered greatly and the family has lost their daughter. But he'd never been in trouble before. And what he said was that he'd been playing with her on the street and he'd accidentally hit her in the head with a baseball and she'd sort of maybe fainted or passed out as a result. I think he hit her pretty hard. And he carried her into the house where she sort of came to and started crying. And he was really scared because he had an abusive father, and like controlling, alcoholic, drug addict who was really... He was really afraid of his father, and his father said, "You don't have friends in the house." However, the way that he dealt with this is that he hit Melissa repeatedly until she was near death, and then he stabbed her.
I don't really buy that, if I'm honest. If you're shitting it that your parents are going to find someone in your house, you kick them out of your house.
Yeah, it's 14.
Don't bash them and then go to stabbing.
It's not logical, is it, in any way. And also, when the body was found, she was naked from the waist down. And there was also evidence that she'd been strangled. So, yeah.
Sounds like a properly bullshit story.
Yeah, I think so. And really horrific. And... do you know what? Kids can be quite quick to lie and come up with alternative stories when confronted with it. Only obviously Joshua knows what really happened and if that is the truth or not. So he was charged with murder and he was tried as an adult because of the nature of the crime. So
how old was he? 14.
So technically I would say a child. 14-year-olds think they know a lot about a lot.
Yeah.
But genuinely don't. And he was convicted of first-degree murder and he was sentenced to life in prison with no parole. And that's literally life in prison.
Meaning life
in Florida. So since the trial, Joshua's father has died in a car crash. He's seeking an appeal. And obviously his mum is sympathetic towards him and she's on his side. So she's not disowned him by any means and she wants him to have another trial because he was... technically a child when the crime was committed and she thinks that's fair enough. And actually there has been a bit of a ruling that it's not fair to sentence the child to life in prison with no parole at that age,
because then that's it, that's life's completely over from the age of 14.
I mean, I guess it depends what you want prison to be. If you want it to be reform, where's his opportunity to reform there?
I do kind of think as well, like, there's a rule about being tried as a child for a reason.
Yeah.
And it, because they're too young, you know, the decision making isn't there. And even in trial, they're too young to really fully, you know,
but then the other side,
to deal with that. So if you understand that there needs to be a rule about trying children differently, then that needs to be the rule.
But again, this isn't a 5-year-old who's put his little sister in the washing machine and turned it on by mistake. This is quite a brutal.
But then I think lower the age, if you want, be like, okay, 14's the cutoff.
Yeah.
But if you're saying like, oh, this 15-year-old can be tried as a child but this 14-year-old can't, I just think it gets muddy. I don't like it.
That's true. So I was thinking,
but he didn't do a horrid thing.
Yeah, but I was thinking, because seeing as it's the name of it was children make the best prisoners because the name of it is children make the best prisoners, I was sort of trying to get a bit of a debate about, should children be sent to proper prison, do you think, or should children be tried as adults? And I looked at some of the arguments, and it is true that children in prison are much more likely to commit suicide or be sexually abused by other prisoners. They are more likely to be manipulated by other inmates. And there's sort of, one of the arguments was they're still working out what the world is around them, and being in prison, even if they ever get out,
doesn't give them good role models or like...
Well, make their identity sort of different to what it would have been. They're going to become a different person to who they would have been. But then if it's like a crime that you would like say is an adult crime, sexually motivated murder, the consequences are the same. The family still lost a child. I don't know. I don't know where I stand on it. I don't know if harsher sentencing actually deters children from crime. Is he thinking of going to prison while he's doing the crime?
I don't think you are, because as a child, like, you can't. You're not thinking that far ahead. I don't think you do consider the consequences. Like, when you're at school, you don't even consider the consequences of, like, not working hard enough is going to affect your exam results and then you're not going to get a good job. You can bang on to the kids as much as you want about how you need to put the effort in because it gives you the best possibilities in life. And you don't give a fuck. You're like, I want to watch TV right now.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he thought,
I don't want to revise right now. I'll do it later. It's always, I'll do it later.
And you don't care enough. Like, you don't have the fear of, no. Like, because you've got the safety net of your family or your life. You don't have the fear of, like, things are going to go wrong for me.
But also, what your priorities in the world are different, aren't they? Because you're like, I don't care that much if my colleagues really like me or if I'm in on every joke. Whereas as a teenager, if I missed out on something, I felt like an outcast.
Yeah.
So that's, you'd sort of prioritise your time. So anyway, also, it sort of brought up an interesting programme that I watched and I just thought I'd tell you about.
Was it that one where they take kids to prisons and they scare them straight and they're like, I'm going to fold you like a piece of paper.
They still do that.
They do still do that.
Yeah.
My mum watches them all the time.
Well, apparently it doesn't work. But I did watch, One Stupid Mistake or something like that on Netflix, and there was a case with a guy called Levi Sparks, and he was on trial because he was hanging out with a group of friends and his group of friends said, right, we're going to burgle that guy's house over there, and he was like, well, I'm nothing to do with that, but he was sitting opposite, he was already sitting there with them. They went over, one of them left their phone, apparently he didn't say I'll call you if there's a problem. So he wasn't a lookout. He just happened to leave his phone because he didn't want to take it with him. And then they broke into the house and then the house owner shot one of them and he died. And the rest of the lads who broke into the house got put on trial for murder, including Levi, who was opposite. Because in that state, the rule is if someone dies during a house intrusion, the people who intruded get charged with the crime. Imagine that. So
that's,
he got sentenced to 45 years because he was
someone else
opposite. And one of the guys phoned him and said, someone's been shot, come and help us, come and knock on the door. And he did. So he got sentenced to 45 years because he happened to be around these guys, and even though none of them had a weapon.
Oh,
that's not
mad. God.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. It's really interesting.
How long ago was this?
Not that long ago.
Is there a campaign to release this kid?
Yeah, I think there's a retrial or they've overturned it because one of them took a plea deal. So he got less time than Levi got, even though he's the one who sort of instigated the crime. And then the three that got, I think, 45 years and 50 years and another 50 years... I think they've had it overturned and they're re-looking at it. I think Levi ended up with 9 years in the end or something.
Jeez.
Because it was so ludicrous. Like, they went into burglary, but they didn't go into murder. And they were all pretty young.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
I just thought it was interesting. So, thanks for listening. And we've got a dash.
Bye!
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.